Welcome to CICK News, the only news source in the North truly dedicated to local stories on the ground. CICK News addresses the diverse needs of the underserved communities between Burns Lake and Haida Gwaii through firsthand stories and in-depth interviews. CICK News funding is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially support campus and community radio stations in Canada, as well as the Government of Canada. We are your hosts, Pam Hassan and Dan Messick, and we are on the dial at 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Our call letters are CICK, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Smithers Community Radio. September 21st is the first day of fall, a time that represents change, slowing down, and an opportunity to savor the sunshine before the days become shorter. I took this opportunity of the frighteningly good weather to go out on the streets of Smithers and poll our community about the upcoming municipal election. The following that you're about to hear are some of the conversations I had on Main Street. I didn't ask anyone to give me their name, age, or occupation. I simply wanted to know if they planned to vote and what topics they hoped the upcoming council and mayor will take into action. The answers that I got ran the gamut of personal desires, values that people base their judgments on, as well as whether or not they even thought their vote mattered. You're going to hear a multitude of voices, starting with an individual who is currently taking shelter at the camp on Veterans Park during their lunch, a Hazleton man who kindly answered my questions as long as I didn't make him late for his appointment, a mother who cares about the issues that affects her children, Rick Apperson, who works with the community through the Salvation Army, a couple of Americans, including a staunch woman who spoke to me even though her husband was wholly uninterested, as well as business owners and shop workers. Thank you to all those who lent their voices to this discussion. Now let's hear what Smithers has to say. Sorry, I'm like disturbing your lunch.
No worries.
Are you going to vote in this upcoming election?
No.
Why not?
I never vote. I just don't like follow the political stuff, and I never have.
Do you feel like it makes a difference? Like, did you feel like you have a voice, or that it's just something that you don't really feel very connected to at all?
I just don't feel connected to it. I don't feel like I really follow, like, I don't know, the roles of society, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I try to stay out of that kind of stuff and not even hear it. Like, I don't watch TV or I don't do anything like that. I don't listen to the radio. I don't watch the news. I don't follow any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's importance behind it for sure.
Yeah.
Like, behind voting and stuff like that. And I don't feel like my one vote is going to really affect that. But there could be a lot of people that think that too, right?
Right.
So then it could be affected by it. But I don't know. I just don't feel like I'm here to change the whole voting aspect in life. I got more important stuff in my life to do than vote and follow the fights going on in society for instance, like that kind of stuff, voting for a certain person to rule over anything.
Yeah.
To me, is just not, it's not something I want anything to do with.
Right. Against your values almost.
Yeah.
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 For sure.
Yeah. I understand. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay. Wondering, do you vote?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. Why do you vote?
So I have my voice heard and,
Because maybe also too, because if you don't, do you feel like you can't complain then?
Yeah, and then eventually they're going to take our right to vote away, and that's what it's going to lead to, and that's the biggest thing.
Very interesting point. And so to you personally, what issues matter to you, and what do you want your council, because you're in Hazleton, going to vote in Hazleton, so what matters to you that you want council
like they say, we're consulted before big projects are put through, but we're not.
Mm.
And I'd really like to be consulted before these projects do go through, because a lot of the time they just start the project and then they try to go from there and it's a little too late and then it starts conflict. And
right. So it just feels like a little bit of lip service.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Are you excited about the candidates in Hazleton?
Yeah, of course.
You are. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Great,
yeah,
thanks. Are you going to vote in this upcoming election?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so is that exciting to you, or is it? Do you do it more as like, it's my civic duty, I will make my vote?
Every vote counts, so
nice.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what matters to you? Like, I mean, you know, it's local elections and people think that they don't matter. Like, they don't think that it makes a difference. But obviously you're someone that does. What topics matter to you?
Low income, local business, low income, that all matters to me, especially the indigenous since my kids are, so.
Yeah, okay. And so when you're voting for people, how do you know who you want to vote for? Or how do you feel like you learn about those candidates? That's also a question for me because I work in the media. So I want to help people know about the candidates.
Looking up on their social media pages that they have.
Good idea.
Listening to like the videos if they have them and what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate when anyone's willing to talk to a random person with a cell phone.
No problem.
Okay, great. All right, so are you going to vote this year?
I'm not going to vote. I'm following the election, but I can't vote because I'm a landed immigrant and haven't got my Canadian citizenship yet.
Okay, so without that citizenship, do you feel sort of like, are there other ways that you try to kind of stay up to date of what's happening with local politics?
Absolutely. I follow who's running and what the issues are that they're looking at, because especially in my line of work, I like to pay attention to what the issues are and how they affect those who I'm working with at the Sabashami.
Yeah, well, I think that you have a really interesting perspective because of your line of work as well. So what issues are important to you?
I mean, housing is always a major issue. Obviously, we have a homelessness problem in Smithers that's quite visible. But just the economy as a whole, right? I mean, lots of businesses have now hiring signs, but for some reason, workers aren't returning. So those issues are things that we're following because it does impact the nature of the work we do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I guess, why do you think it is important? So if you get a permanent residency or citizenship, and you would start voting, you know, why do you think it's important, or how would you encourage people to get involved and to kind of feel like they actually have a say, especially in local politics for a small town?
I think everybody should vote. If they have the ability to vote, they should vote, because we can't complain about government if we don't weigh in on it and vote on it, right? We need to make our voices heard, right? So as soon as I do get my citizenship, first thing I'm going to do is register to vote, because I believe we should make our voices heard.
And last thing, and I'm pushing it, but it's just because you're a good speaker and you're giving me the time here. But, you know, I just spoke to and asked a couple people, just the camp there on Veterans Park, if they were going to vote. And it was a resounding no, that no one was interested in voting. And when I asked why, they said that they really don't think that their one vote makes too much of a difference and they don't feel like they're involved at all. So what do you think candidates could do to help people feel like, yes, your one vote does change? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I mean, I think the one vote issue is not just the street and trench people who find that difficult. I think the average citizen finds that maybe their one vote doesn't matter. But I think historically across the U.S. and Canada, we've seen that one vote does matter. And, you know, but I think making, you know, it's hard. It's hard to get voter turnout anyways. I think those who have challenges to, you know, who are more street entrenched, they actually have, you know, quite a few more barriers. There have been initiatives over the years to address that, but I think it's hard to get people to turn out, period, right?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Are you going to vote?
For sure.
What issues matter to you? Are there things that kind of speak to you?
The environment, for
yes.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy, like, are you guys, like, trail people? Do you go out and, like, bike and hike and all that good stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's nice. Okay, what can the candidates do if you're not sure who you're going to vote for? How could someone sway you to vote for them?
Be eco-friendly.
Okay, yeah.
Be really clear about what they represent.
How could they get your attention? Like social media, like open town halls where you can speak to them? What kind of stuff would you actually pay attention to and attend? Or like interviews on the radio, interviews in the newspaper? What kind of stuff would you be looking for?
I think definitely social media, because a lot of people are on social media, mm-hmm. and will read what they write. So
yeah, agreed. Social media.
Yeah. More important than radio?
No.
No, I made sad eyes for people who know that this is just on the radio. No, I'm just kidding. I agree, social media as well, because then you can also take the time when you're on the toilet and you can just find out about who you're going to vote for.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Are you going to vote in the upcoming municipal election?
Yes.
Okay. What matters to you as far as issues or topics that you think council and mayor's office should think about this year and care about? What matters to you?
Anything that affects the public generally and that will benefit from their input.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing specific, really, but, you know, public opinion, I think, is what's most important.
Yeah, absolutely. And for people who don't, you know, they don't know or they're on the fence, you know, do you think that you're someone who thinks that it's kind of a privilege to vote? Or how do you feel about the voting? Or do you just do it because it is your civic duty and ever since you're 18 you started?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I think it's more a privilege. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that aren't Canadian residents that live here don't have the right to vote. Mm-hmm. If that's correct, I think.
So it is, yeah.
I think it is a big privilege, but also a little bit of the other side too. Like, on behalf of people that can't vote, you know, you should. And I'm a member of the public, so I think I have a healthy opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Okay. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
Are you going to vote in the upcoming municipal election?
At the moment, I'm undecided, and I'll see if issues come up that make me change my mind one way or the other.
Interesting. So it's more like if you feel propelled to vote versus if it just what seems kind of like boilerplate and no one's really saying anything?
Yeah. Well, I don't find that there's a big issue that's on my mind right now that I'm worried about that's divisive. So
yeah.
So sort of indifferent at the moment.
Yeah. No, that's okay. That's your right to be indifferent. Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I've accosted you on the street.
Yes.
You agreed so quickly to that. Are you going to vote this year?
I am. In the U.S.
Okay, so why do you think... So you're here. Are you visiting or do you live here?
I'm visiting, yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I love it here. I think Smithers is the best place on earth right
now.
Oh,
really?
Really, I love it.
Oh, excellent.
The small family... I don't know what else to say.
No.
But I just want to say when I vote, it will definitely not, it won't be for Trump. We got to get rid of that man.
Yeah, yeah. We need him just out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I guess I just, one kind of general question. This is for Americans or for Canadians as well, but why do you think it's important to vote?
Oh, tell them what you feel.
Yeah.
Show them what you feel.
Yeah.
Do not put up with any of the junk that's going on.
Amen, sister.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Haha, her husband didn't want to let her, but she did. Good lady. Now, this is the town of Smithers' chief elections officer and deputy elections officer sharing important information about voting, such as where you can vote in advance, how you can vote in Smithers, and where you can pick up your mail-in ballot.
My name is David Schroeder. I'm the chief election officer for the town of Smithers.
Okay. My name is Kim Smith. I'm the deputy chief election officer with the town of Smithers.
Okay. So I'd like to start with just kind of giving our listeners the information that they need about where to vote, you know, and how to register for mail-in voting as well. So I don't know if you want to do it in absolute unison or if someone just wants to take control here. First off, where will the voting take place?
So we'll be hosting our advance polls on October 5th and 12th mm-hmm. at the town office at 1027 Aldous Street. Mm-hmm. For the general election day, we will be hosting the polling place at Muheim Elementary School.
Mm-hmm. Voting hours will be 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
And that's for the advanced as well as the day of?
All three voting days.
Excellent. Okay, and so I myself participate in the mail-in voting because I just find that that's convenient and I definitely do it and I don't forget then. So how can people register for a mail-in voting ballot if they haven't already?
So mail ballots are available either at the town office at 1027 Aldous Street. You can grab an application, fill it out, and return it either in person or by email. Mm-hmm. Alternatively, the applications are also available at www.smithers.ca.
If I've already done a mail-in vote before, will I automatically get another ballot sent to me in the mail?
No, you'd have to register for this year as well.
Okay. So who can vote by mail?
So any eligible elector in the 2022 general municipal election for the town of Smithers is able to register and apply to vote by mail. Mm-hmm. And we'll be sending those out to the public on or about October 3rd if applications have been received by that day.
Now, this is kind of more of like a bit of a feely question, but, you know, in your professional but also personal opinion, why is it important that people vote locally?
So voting is a critical part of living in a democracy. Ensuring your voice and opinion are shared on the collective issues our community faces allows our community and your representatives to make decisions that reflect the unique needs and goals of our community.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you very much for sharing this information with me. I know that we're going to be having conversations with many of the new councillors because the list is quite long this year as well. So we're very excited to kind of keep the media's place in the role of democracy alive and keeping real conversations happening. So I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for coming and speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.